Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As I considered this article, I decided to look up the word upended. The definitions made me think of a boat or canoe, maybe a personal craft on the sea of life. Here are synonyms I found to help define upended: flipped, inverted, overturned, upset, bottom side up, tipped over, capsized. I don't know about you, but these synonyms gave me a mental picture of upended. Well, it's your turn. Let's talk about your personal lifeboat. What mental picture comes to your mind, especially as you picture your personal craft on the sea of life? Some prefer to be on one of those huge, safe military ships, more like a floating naval city. Remarkably, they're able to defend any attack while powerfully slicing through the seas, particularly when those waters get choppy and the wind picks up with force. Alternately, perhaps you pictured a luxury cruise ship, complete with dining room, snack bars open all day, tennis courts, swimming pool, a running track, deck chairs to enjoy the sun and salt air, a cool lemonade in your hands. Surely at some point you've thought this might be fun. Perhaps you've experienced a cruise ship. Maybe you own a boat and have freedom to sail or to motor a getaway on a regular basis. This too is a special pastime, relaxing, renewing, respite. Until you run out of gas for your motor far from shore, or there's absolutely no wind in your sails. Conversely, the wind may have escalated threateningly while you're out at sea. Regardless, in any unexpected scenario, you'd better have an oar tucked away. Realistically, much of the time, you're in a smaller individual boat or canoe, a personal craft on the sea of life. Even when surrounded by other people, you must manage your own seaworthy craft. At times, this can be a great adventure. Other times, it can be lonely, scary, or even devastating. With all these ideas in mind, what really should you do if your life craft gets upended? Everyone gets upended at least once. If it hasn't happened to you, keep your life jacket on and don't hold your breath. Tragedy, disappointments, and even betrayals pierce into every person's life at some point. You may have already experienced your share of upheaval, whether from your own choices, someone else's choices, or just because we live in a fallen world. Most people find their life turned upside down sometime in their journey. Upended. Very few people escape this tragic experience. Perhaps you're there now. So, what should you do when life completely upends you? Tragedy doesn't wait for an invitation. Rather, it invades. Devastation sears into your heart. Storms threaten to steal your hope and joy. Life robs you of energy. Plus, you feel confused. What should I do next? How do I go forward now that I'm almost drowned? How do I get to shore without a boat? The effect of being upended is profound. You need dependable resources to manage a good response. I'll be transparent here. I found myself upended several times over decades on the seas of my life. As I tried to regain normalcy and re-enter calm waters, I remembered three resources that faithfully guide, strengthen, and restore equilibrium. Equally, they are comforting and assuring, so I share them with you. But first, let me encourage you to never give up when you are upended. Interestingly, these three resources are what Jesus used when he was upended. And the second thing I want to mention to you before we go into our options is this. I pray you will take these resources to heart. After all, they are a life buoy. Plus, they're exactly what you need to navigate future seas and storms in your personal craft. All right, let's go into the three options that I mentioned that really work, the three options that Jesus used in his life. The first option. Well, this option may not seem revolutionary at first blush. However, it is your greatest resource when you're upended. And it's this. You have God. He made a personal promise to never leave or forsake you, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Remarkably, his presence is your greatest asset on life's stormy seas. Just as Jesus saved the disciples during storms in their fishing boat, he intends to save you in your storms. God has unlimited power. He has knowledge. Plus, God promises to stay with you, even through your worst storms. Those three aspects that God has: power, knowledge, and companionship. You need God's incomparable great power, the same that raised Jesus from the dead. And you need his knowledge, the same he used to create all things. Plus, he promises to always stay with you, companion. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20 mentions, his incomparable great power, the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him as his right hand in the heavenly realms. And it goes on from there. In essence, God knows how to turn your craft back right side up. Yes, you have God. Let's talk about how God helps you when you're upended. He makes it his business to help in several ways. The first one is he promises to love you always. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. In essence, you are precious to him. Open your heart to receive his love when you are upended. Trust him to get you upright in your boat again. So, the first one is God promises to love you always. The next one is that God exercises immense strength or power for you. As he activates his power, he makes a strong statement to your enemy. In fact, God rolls up his sleeves to provide protection and power in stormy waters. He is your fortress, your safe place, a powerful right arm to help you, and a mighty warrior. The third thing, God intervenes for you. As you trust God, he quite literally comes alongside and helps you upright your life craft. Then he helps you climb back in. Remarkably, his interventions are merciful, creative, and powerful. He is called the Extraordinary Strategist. That's from Isaiah 9:6, and it's in a footnote in the NET version. So let's review those three things that God does to help you when you are upended. First, he promises to love you always. Second, he exercises immense strength, his power, for you. And then third, he intervenes for you. This is a picture of a father who stands between his child and a threat. Why not let God take care of the enemy for you? Accept his love, receive his strength, allow his interventions even though they may look differently than you picture. All right, so that was the first option, the first resource that helps people to get back into their craft and get going again. Now for the second option. This resource also may not seem very stunning until you really look at it. Here it is. You have Scripture. All promises are yours to claim. Every command is yours to obey. All God's claims are yours to tap into. So anchor yourself to God's word. Also, maybe don't argue with God. Get into Scripture and absorb living words into your heart. Inevitably, God's word will transform your life if you let it. So that second resource is you have Scripture. The third option. Well, of the three resources, this one is likely most familiar to you. It is. You have your will. Don't we all tend to reach inward to make it through difficulties? However, this option comes third, after God and after Scripture. Well, why? Because your will must be anchored in realities that won't change. God's love, strength, and interventions, which we just covered. Still, you decide what happens next in upended times. If you've been wrong, use your will to repent and make things right. However, if you have been wronged, choose to forgive. Perhaps you'll need courage to confront. Equally, if you've been hurt or experienced loss, accept God's love and comfort. God says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Revelation 21, verse 5. In other words, He has a new start for you. Jesus helps you walk through hard times, and He trains you how to manage your life. And I'm going to mention a whole bullet list of things that can happen in life and how God helps you. Jesus helps you when you're grieving. He helps you to forgive. He helps you when you're living with continual pain. He even helps you with rejoicing or practicing yay days, as my granddaughter calls them. He helps you to set boundaries, to maintain a balanced life, to speak the truth in love. He helps you to receive encouragement, direction, and prayer from others. He helps you in reading Scripture and good authors. And He helps you to believe Him, to believe God against all odds. Jesus Himself engaged these three resources when He was upended. Frankly, that happened more than you might think. His days on earth were sailing on choppy waters. Typically, He was challenged, threatened, persecuted, and misjudged. Do you ever have things like that happen to you? Additionally, Jesus makes these resources available to you. As fully God and fully human, Jesus completely identifies with you. Equally, He wants you to succeed. His strong, gentle heart is filled with sincere concern for you. Remarkably, He intends to use His love, strength, and interventions on your behalf to display His immense strength. Why not take Him up on it? Let Him define how it looks. Why not let Jesus put your life back together and get you sailing the sea of life again? Ephesians 1:18 says this, "I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you." Jesus' resources are your resources, and they renew hope. Here are some application thoughts and questions. First of all, do you ever feel upended? 2, are you lonely in your craft on the sea of life? 3, you need to know you are special to God. You can say that to yourself. I am special to God. Number 4, how regularly do you apply your three resources? They may not seem stunning or revolutionary. Nevertheless, they stabilize you. 5, do you believe God is your first and best resource? 6, are you applying Scripture each day? And number 7, how effectively are you using your will? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.